Okay. We're up to Kalim, the Kalim, Zimi, the Kalim, Karkais. The Gemara wrote a Raya Halachas Chayim. The way we're learning the Gemara, the way it says in Shita Mekubetzes, Shem HaRash, the Gemara is saying that there must be some diuk from this Mishnah. The Mishnah is extra. There must be some chiddush, some diuk. And the Gemara is saying that the diuk, the chiddush of the Mishnah, is the following. That kelim v'karkois is potter because they nishban al karkois. But she'en kelim will be kelim. For kelim, he's maiden kelim and kaifa kelim. And those kelim are kelim that are dumi v'karkois, that are sort of halof. And those kelim, it would be kelim v'kelim, it would be chayiv, shmamina halof chayiv. That's what it says in the Gemara. There are two problems with the Gemara. And there are one problem, like Rashi Sheet and Halach, one sheet problem with the Beis Yosef Sheet and Halach. We learned that Halach, there are two Mahalachim. The Beis Yosef Mahalach, that it means here it is, that's Taich Halach, I'm giving it to you. And Rashi Sheet, that Halach is Hari Yilushalcha B'chomakim Shehem, that they're my house, but they're yours. So in Rashi, the kasha was an easy kasha. That Rashi says that the Gemara is talking shekaylim shahayda aleihem unachin lefaneinu. Rashi says that he's made that kelim v'kelim, he's made on kelim that are in front of us in Bez. So frekta ritva. Why does Rashi say unachin lefaneinu? Rashi shita was that the machlokes of halach is chayav, halach is potter, is dafka in a case where it's not lefaneinu. When I'm saying it's yours, b'chamakim shahu, it's yours at home. But if I'm saying it's halach is lefaneinu, we learn from the Pnei Yeshua that that's not even a machlokes. Everyone holds halach is potter. So why does Rashi pick a case of munachim lefaneinu? Hash pshat in the Gemara. Gemara has been trying to be patient with the machlokes. So why does Rashi say Menachem Lefaneinu? That's what's fair with Rashi Shita. What's fair with the Beis Yosef Shita is Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara is trying to prove, according to Beis Yosef, Gemara is trying to prove Halach Eschayiv even when you give it. What's the case the Gemara proves it from? Kelim v'kelim, dumi v'kelim v'karkos. The problem we asked yesterday is that dinyan, kelim, dumya, the kelim, karkois, by karka, you're not bringing it into Bezin and handing it to him. By karka, you're saying it's yours wherever it is. That sounds like Rashi Shita. That kelim, dumya, the kelim, karkois, that just like by karka, I'm oided to you, and I tell you wherever it is, it's yours, the karka is yours. So kelim, similar to that, would be a case where I tell you, the kelim are yours wherever they are. And that is not the Beis Yosef Shita in Halach. According to Beis Yosef, that's not a case of Halach. So, therefore, the Gemara seems to be problematic according to the Beis Yosef, I'm shot in the Gemara. So these are the two kashas that we had yesterday. Now, we spoke out 2 days ago, the Nesivis, the Nesivis, who talked about whether Geneva is Halach. If I stole something from you, I have it in my house, and you tell me I stole two Leichters. I say I stole one, but it's in my house. It's Shalcha, it's in my house and it's yours. Is that Halach? So you might think to say, that's Halach, I'm telling you, the stolen life, they're my house, it's yours. So we learned from the Nesivis and Simon Pezayin, he said that it's not so. By Geneva, there's a din that it's that if someone steals something from someone else, shneya, neither one of them can make it hekdish. Zeh lefi sheina shaloi, the time if it's not his, he can't make it hekdish. Zeh lefi sheina b'shusa, and the one it was stolen from, even though it's his, but it's not under his control. So therefore, the Nesiva said, Geneva is not helos. His second Nesivas, and this is in Simon Peches. In Simon Peches, the Mechaber says, that to be Maida b'miktas, you have to be Maida in at least a pruta. If you say that I stole from you 100 prutas, and I'm Maida one pruta, I'm a Maida b'miktas. If I'm Maida half a pruta, that's not Maida b'miktas. That's in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Peches, Shulchan Aruch says that Maida b'miktas has to be Maida at least a pruta. It's a Mishnah. That the Maida b'miktas has to be Maida at least one pruta. But then the Gemara says, honey milling, if you're being Maida cash, money. Let's say you claim I stole 100 machdim from you, I stole 100 needles from you. And I'm Maida that I stole one needle. A needle is not worth a pruta. A needle, you can buy him a 10 for a pruta. So you say I stole 100 machatim, 100 needles from you. And I actually stole, I say I only stole one needle. It's worth less than a pruta. So Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush that afal pi kein, it's considered maida b'miktas. Because kelim, even though their market value is less than a pruta, but a keli, even if its market value is less than a pruta, it has a chashivus. Right, because when you need it, it's important to you. Right, a tissue is worth less than a pruta. But when you need a tissue, it's a lot more chashiv than less than a pruta. A keli has a chashivus.
What?
You talk about kedushin, being kashrution. So he's not saying it makes into kesef. It's still worth less than a pruta. But afal pi kein, the for maida b'miktas, it's a chashav ahayda, and it has a din of maida b'miktas. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So you got the rule: less than a pruta of cash is not maida b'miktas, but if it's a keli, it's maida b'miktas. Practice, what's the case? What's the case of the needle? You say I stole 100 needles from you. I say I stole one. Mamanasha. If the needle's around, if the needle is still around, it's halos. If needle's around, it's halos. If the needle's not around, if the needle is lost or broken, then you take away money, then I owe you less than a pruta. So what's the practical size? What's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? If it's around, it's halos. And if it's not around, let's say I stole one needle from you and I say it broke and I'll pay you for it, then I'm being made the cash. And cash less than a pruta is not made the benictas. So what's the case? The needle case. Good question. If you could figure out a svara why halos should not work on a keli that's worth less than a pruta, if you got a svara, why it should be that way? But why? I'm telling you, here it is. You say I stole less than a pruta, it's the needle from you. I say, here it is.
No, the fact that it's halos, it still means that by needle.
That's maida b'miktas.
Right.
Yeah, but still, if every case is going to be halach too, so then what's the use in telling me the chiddush is maida b'miktas? If halach is part of the mishua anyway, so what's the difference? So the Nesiva says in Simon Peches, this is a raya to my shita, that something which is stolen, and it's still be'en, the needle is still around in the rishus of the ganes, that even after he's maida, it's not halach. That when something is stolen in the rishus of the ganes, it's a raya to me, that it's not halach. Because the dover hanignav, in the Rishus of the Ganiv, so he has to return the Machat. The halacha is, you have to give back the Machat. So I'm going to see, is the right to my Shita that that Geneva in my house, if it's Be'en, it's not Halach. And this, Nachal Yitzchak comes. And he says, 1 minute. What's the case in our Gemara? Tonei Kelim Atarkos. Why was he Taveyahim? Kelim Atarkos. He says, you owe me Kelim and you owe me Karka. What's the case of Kelim? It can't be, I lent you money, you owe me money. Because if you owe me money, that's not Kelim. Kelim, it has to be that you have my Guf HaKli. So he learns that Pash Pshat in the Gemara is that you stole my Kelim. You stole my Keli, and you stole my Karka. Now how do you steal Karka? You can't take Karka and run away with it. But stealing Karka, I mean to say that the owner of the Karka was out of town, and the God had went and he moved into his house. So now he's living in the house, so he put up a fence around his field. So now he comes back, he says, Tarnay Kelim HaKarkos. He says, you stole my Kelim, you stole my Karka. Haida, so Gemara says that Haida bekelim akafir bekarkos is a p'tor of ein yishbar akfir shibekarkos. Hakelim bekelim, do we the kelim bekarkos? But if it's a case of kelim bekelim, what is kelim bekelim? It means I'm telling you I'm being maida in those kelim that I stole. I'm maida the kelim I stole, and the Gemara says it's a case of halach. The Gemara is saying, "Hakelim v'kelim, do me the kelim v'karkois with the halach." So what's the case? You say I stole kelim from you. Now go to the same thing. If the kelim disappeared already, so it can't be halach. I owe you cash. It can't be halach. Must be that the kelim are still around. So the Gemara's case is: you say I stole kelim from you, and I say Amoida, I stole one kelim, and I'm kaif for the other kelim. And that kelim which I stole is in my house. So we see that that's halach. We see that a stolen kelim is also halach. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan time is that it's a raya, not like the Nesivos. It's was right. If I steal something that's in my house, it's halach. Because Pash Pshat in this Gemara, Tani Kelim Bakarkois, he learns, is talking about Geneva. If it's talking about Geneva, we see from here that it's halach. What?
What does it mean that not to work together?
Oh. Right, so you can answer him the way you're saying that. I'll leave it for a minute. You could, but this is the way the Nachal Yitzchak. This is the way he learns the Gemara. He learns the Gemara story about Geneva, and it's a raya from this Gemara that Geneva is halach. Now, Nachal Yitzchak is not like Nesivos. We can answer the Nesivos that the Gemara is not talking about the Neva, it's talking about the Pagan, but 1 minute. What I want to do with this Nachal Yitzchak, it's not I want. What I saw in the Oitzer, he brings from, I think, the Imre Bina that does this. I want to learn Rashi. We had a Shvera Rashi. Rashi said, the Kelim are before Neva. Why is Rashi saying, Mulachim before Neva? Why is Rashi saying that he brought the Kelim in front of us? Rashi in the Amud Aleph says it's enough to say that it's in my house. Zokti Imre Bina. No. Rashi learned like the Nachal Yisrael, the Yisrael Chacham. That's Gemara talking about Geneva. Talking about Geneva. And he also held like the Nesivos, that Geneva in my house is not Halach. So Gemara is talking about Geneva. And Geneva, as long as it's in my house, the Siva said, it's not Halach, because that's the Shevi Shalai, that's Shevi Bishusai. As long as it's in my house, it's not Halach. Zotim Rebina, it's Meduyik why Rashi said, Hari Hem, but Munachim Lefaneinu. Because since Rashi understood the case, the Pashas to the case is Geneva, and Geneva, when a Ganav has something in his house, that's different, that's not Halach. So by Geneva, the only time it's Halach is when it's Munachim Lefaneinu. But it's born in front of us, and now it's halach. Because if you bring it, like a neighbor, it's almost in my house, it's
It's not Heloch. But if I bring it into Bezna, it is Heloch.
So he says, Adarab, it's Majinik, very good Rashi. Not sure it's Adarab to write him in the Sivis. Because why didn't the Nachal Yitzchak Issachashan in the Sivis from the Gemara? But he says, if you look in Rashi, it's a riot to him. Because Taka talking Geneva, and Rashi says, Menachem Lefaneinu, you put it in front of you. You put it in front of you, it's Zachariah. Why did Rashi say Menachem Lefaneinu? Because Geneva in my house is not Heloch. So it's other rabbi, it's Meredith Meduyik, the Rashi. The way Rashi learned the Gemara. So with this, we have a Mahalach, which interestingly enough, it's Sayyidah Beis Yosef and Sayyidah Rashi are going to be good. Because this Gemara, which is talking about Geneva, the way the Sulchanan teaches, everyone agrees to be Heilich, it has to be Bifaneinu. So the Beis Yosef will learn that it's Bifaneinu, like Rashi learns. And now you can ask the Kasha, who says it's Bifaneinu, maybe it's not. The Kasha will be Shreya Sayyidah and Rashi saying the Beis Yosef. Both of them are going to have to learn the Gemara the same way. That's before Neinu, in order for it to be a Raya. Beis Yosef has no problem. Beis Yosef can learn either way. He can learn that it's before Neinu, because he learns Heiloch is before Neinu. So it's very Vedayic. So under Rabbi Rashi, once you see, the thing is this. Rashi says a word Lefaneinu. Rashi doesn't go into explanations. It's a theorem. But once you learn the Gemara, it's looking back in Ava, and you know the Nesivis, then the Rashi is pashut. Because stolen things must be Lefaneinu to be a Raya. So I don't want to confuse everyone. But the way it comes out, according to Rashi, is which Heloch is this Gemara bringing a Raya to? The Heloch when it's in Bezdin. When it's in Bezdin. Pnei Yeshua said, what's it then by that Heloch? By that Heloch, everyone agrees that Heloch is Pater. Right? The Heloch, the argument, was not in Bezdin. When it's in Bezdin, everyone agrees it's Pater. The way we're learning the Gemara now, this Gemara's Kash is a Kash on everybody. Because this Heloch, everybody holds Heloch is Pater. So this Gemara's kasha is really a kasha on everybody. Anybody holds Heloch is Pater in this case, which is meduyik. The Gemara said Mosiv Marzutra, didn't say Toshma, because the other time it says Toshma. It's right to one side, not the other. Here it says Mosiv Marzutra. Here it's a kasha on everybody. This is a Heloch which is Pater according to everybody. So this is the way. Shmack away to learn up the Gemara. Shtims with everybody, with Rashi and the Beis Yosef, and it's talking Dafka Bifaneinu, and that was the Gemara's Raya. But so the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. So the Gemara said, Loi lo meimalach kelem v'kelem, nami pater, it's Heloch. Hadikani kelem v'kakois, hokam ashmor. Aye, the Gemara's kasha was from the fact that this mission is extra. No, it's the Agav telling you a different chiddush. Hayda b'miktas kelim chayv afal karkois, and that's a chiddush of Gilgul Shvua. That once you swear on kelim, you swear on karka too. So even though we have a rule, ain't nishvah on karkois, all shvuas don't apply to karkois. There's one exception: that Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua does apply to karka. My kamashmal and zayk, you can tell me, no. It's already a mishnah zayk in the chasim sheinu machrayes as the chasim sheinu machrayes ba'alayim. It's a Mishnah Kiddushin. So the Gemara, Hocha Iker. The Masechta Shavuos is the main place that tells you Gilgul Shavuos. Hasam Agav Rora Naspa, there it comes along. Okay. The Gemara now is in Dukash. Lumanda Arma Heloch Potter, Amai Itzrakra Lamute Karka Meshua. Hokol Karka Helochu. Every Karka is Heloch. This is better, easy to understand according to Rashi. Again, a little harder to understand with the Beis Yosef. You have to be giving it. Beis Yosef will have to learn that karka is considered you're giving it. Okay, we'll see. Amlach itzukra hecha dechafa ba'abayr shichin umaris. Okay, we're going to spend Sunday understanding the din of Chafaba by Rosh Chachamim Arayis. As a matter of fact, on Sunday we're not going to say one word about Halach. We're going to talk only about what Chafaba by Rosh Chachamim Arayis means and the Chiddush of this Gemara. Let me just tell you what it's about. It's quite, even though it's complicated, but it's something that's very Negei L'maisa, which makes it easier for people to deal with. The question is the following question. Let's say I break your window. And I'm playing baseball, and I hit the baseball through your window, and I break your window. So I have to pay you. What do I have to do? Do I have to pay you? Do I have to fix the window? Now, what's my chiyuv? Now, you might tell me, just give me the money, I'll do it. If we both agree, we both agree. But let's say you break my window. I tell you, listen, I'm a very busy person. I don't have time. You call the glazier, and you wait for him when he comes, and you pay him. Am I right or am I wrong? What is it that you have to do? You have to fix it? Or you have to pay me whatever it costs me? A car. Pay me the next. Somebody dents your car. He says, I'll pay you whatever it costs you. You pay me. It's a pay. Until you go to the place, until you wait for him. You know how it is. You go into the garage until the guy looks at you. It takes a little while. And then it's a pain in the neck. You take the car. Is that a tfiyah or is it not a tfiyah? Now, this shayla is mistayvev on more than one sugi in Shas. But the other sugis are in Bava Kama. And the sugi here in our Gemara of Chafa Babayr Shif Mavaris. The Gemara here implies that what? What does the Gemara say? I have a case of Karka where I went to your field and I dug a pit in the field. That's a case of Karka. I would think it's a case of cash. No? A cash? That's Karka. What does it mean? What's the case? I come to your field and I dig a hole. I take the sand out. I'll put it this way. I come to your house and I take the hinges off your doors. You come into your house and I play a joke on you. I took the hinges off all your doors. So you tell me I have to pay you. So I say, fine, I'll pay whatever went down in value. How much did it go down in value of the house without the hinges on the doors? Huh? Probably didn't go down very much. So you say, no, put them back. Do I have to put the doors back on the hinges? Huh? I think so. Why not? The question is, why yes? You want to be mechayev me? I'm a mazik. I was a mazik. Whatever I went down in value, I'll be happy to pay it. Yeah? I have to put them all back. You have to pay for time, is that true? But the karma, whenever we learned nezek tzari for shevis and baishas, it didn't say anything that you have to pay for his time. I mean, shevis is if he loses time for going to work. Yes, if he loses time for going to work, you're right. Now, really, this is a very involved shiloh. We're going to try Yitz Hashem to deal with it on Sunday. The place to start looking probably is the Rambam. I believe it's Hilchos Tayyumin Nitin Perek Hei Halacha Beis. And I don't know why it's not so good section here on the side of the Gemara, but that's the place to start. If you have the Frankel Rambam, you'll see right away in the back the Amar Mekaymus. There is a Shach on the topic, and there's a Chazaynish. The Chazaynish is rather not so hard to look up. Chazaynish is above a Kama, Simin Vav Ois Gimel. But first you have to look up, this is again a Rambam with a Ravid, with a Magid Mishnah. So this is on the agenda for Sunday.